Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, you know, I tend to keep myself grounded when we have conversations like this, but you know what? I'm going to run down the litany of how politics and pussy have ruined, not only ruined, they have destroyed young men. We're going to go through the litany. I'm going to name all the stuff. We're going to go all the way through it because, to me, this is one of the most important things. And we're going to start off being very abstract, casting blame. We're going to point out who has led us to this point. And then we're going to give you solutions. Because I don't want to just throw all this at you and have you be like, Austin, this is extremely depressing, bro. I don't want you to walk away and be like, damn, I can't do shit about my situation, because that's just not true. That's not how it works. But that does not mean that just because you have power to change a situation does not mean that you got into your situation that you're currently in by your own hand. My friends, when we talk about how politics and pussy have ruined young men, we gotta really lay out who got us here. How did we end up with no-fault divorce as the norm in almost every Western country? How did we end up with politicians who are screwing us out of our and our children's futures? How did we end up with these skeezers and these sluts running around telling us as men what makes us a man and what doesn't? Ruining our daughters, ruining our sisters, ruining our mothers. How did we let this happen? How did we let this happen? Now, I'm not the kind of guy that tells you, what we ought to do is this. And no, I don't do that garbage. Because who the hell is going to listen? I am not in the business of trying to change these skeezers. You think that women are going to listen to me or any other guy on this side of the internet talk about what they ought to do and what they should do? They don't give a shit. They don't give a fuck about what we have to say. Nothing. Zero. Why? Because they could always get a sim. That's number one. Number two, they're always chasing Chad, Tyrone, Pookie, Ray Ray, Chad Roan, Pookie Roan, all these types of dudes and mismatches of these archetypes. They're always chasing them. And then when it don't work out, they find the good guy. We all know this. If we pay attention, we know this. Most have experienced this in our own marriages. Not mine. I will never get married. But I know men who have been married who it hasn't worked out for them. And they've done everything they could to save their marriage. They went to marriage counseling. They went to church. They did all these things and nothing worked. So when we talk about politics, let's start with politics first. You know, I don't want to say where this started. I mean, we can look at Clinton, we can look at Obama, we can look at Biden, we can look at all the way back to even World War II if we really want to. But I know as soon as they say World War II, everybody's like, boring, I don't want to listen to that. So instead, I'm not going to give you a history lesson. But what we're going to do is we're going to mention how the Red Army faction, you probably have never heard of them. The Red Army faction is better known as the Bader-Meinhof gang. They were the children of Nazis in the way that they were supported the Arab cause. They hated Jews in Israel because like their Nazi predecessors, they didn't really fall far from the tree. Say that four times fast. They didn't fall far from the tree. And they did everything you could imagine. They looted, they burned, they killed, they raped. They did all these things in the name of peace, justice, and love. Does that sound familiar to you? The righteous indignation of the left is justified. We know this. We look at the left-wing movements in America and in the Western world in general, and we see how no matter what they do, no matter what they claim they're for, they will use any means necessary to achieve their goals. This is how they work, and that is all thanks to a certain man, and this is not totally up to him 100%, but he was a huge figure and big mover and shaker of ideas in this regard, and his name is Herb Marcuse. You might have heard of Bill Ayers. You might have heard of him. You might have heard of Obama. You might have heard of these kind of guys, right? But you probably have not heard of Herbert Marcuse. Herbert Marcuse was a left-wing intellectual, of which he hated being called that, by the way, because it put a target on his back at the time. But he was the founder of a school called the Marcuse School of Marxist Theory. Marcuse School, which was the school, the Institute of Marxist Theory. And he taught, at the so-called Frankfurt School of Marxist Theory, and he had an entire litany of things that he believed to be necessary to convert a society from within. One of the tenets of communism, and that's why I talk about Crimson Christianity, you might not know what that is, I'll define it for you. Crimson Christianity is the slow but subtle infusion of communist ideas into Christian doctrine to subvert the church from within. You may not have heard that before, but you now have heard it on this show. And you might ask, well, where does this come from? How did this happen? Oh, don't worry, we're going to get into that, and then we'll get into how women play into this as well. But we're going to focus on politics first. So when we get into politics, Herbert Marcuse, the founder of the Frankfurt School of Marxist Theory, or of what is so-called critical thinking today, they're very smart, they pivoted. They argued, mainly Herbert himself, said there was no need for violent or social revolution if done subtly from within. They would allow the capitalists to continue to defend the nation and to continue to trade in goods and services, while they, the left-wing intellectuals, would take charge of education, manipulate the people with media propaganda, corrupt morality using entertainment, and infiltrate government bureaucracy at all levels. Does it sound familiar to you? Good, because it should. That's one of the big reasons we've come here. Just look at the fact that Jack Black and all these other celebrities are throwing their hat into the ring, proverbially, for Biden. You know why that is? Answer, because their bosses in Hollywood, along with the guys on Wall Street, are the ones who pay for these people's campaigns through super PACs and etc. Now, a lot of people, they think they know the game and they want to blame Jews. Number one, I am a Jew and I am not a communist. And I am not somebody who fits in this category. So you're trying to oversimplify the problem. You hear a Jewish last name and you think that it's Jews. No, it is not the Jews. Let's go to the next part of Herbert Marcuse's plan for infiltrating the West. To advance the Quiet Revolution, Herbert Marcuse and his acolytes recommended the following. I've read this before, but I'm going to read it again. Here are the things that they recommended, and stop me at any time if this sounds familiar and you need to process what I'm about to say. Number one, the creation of racism offenses. In other words, use the minorities and have them think that everything is about race, and conversely, to people who are of Caucasian descent, have them hate their own race and think that they are racist by default. Two, cultivate continual change within the country to create constant confusion. Three, teach sex and homosexuality to children whenever possible to condition them. Four, undermine teachers' authority in the classroom. Five, flood the country with illegal immigrants to destroy the identity of the nation. Six, promote excessive drinking and drug use. 7. Empty out the churches. 8. Create an unreliable legal system with a bias against the actual victims of crime. Now, does that ring a bell with anybody? That the stench from the bench makes you clench because the judges are so obsessed with looking good in the political sphere or on paper that they're not actually passing justice that the people want. 9, make the people dependent upon the state for the state's benefits. 10, control and dumb down the media. 11, encourage the breakdown of the nuclear family. My friends, let's go back to number 9 for a second, and it'll tie into the women conversation. Make the people dependent upon the state for state benefits. Does that sound like single mothers to you? Does that sound like WIC, EBT, Section 8, anybody? Gentlemen, you want to know why the pursuit of vagina and pussy is leading men off the cliff? Answer, because feminism is tied into this whole thing. You thought feminism wasn't. Oh, no. Oh, no, feminism's tied in to all of this. Why? Because it subverts the natural order. And in doing so, as Marx and Engels themselves wrote, the proletariat requires liberation from the bourgeoisie. In other words, the man is the bourgeoisie, and the woman and children are the proletariat who require liberation, both physically and emotionally, from the tyranny of the man, meaning you and meaning me. That is what he argued in his books, Das Kapital and the Communist Manifesto, not entirely dedicated to that subject, but it is mentioned multiple times. You thought politics wasn't relevant. Oh no, it's very relevant to this conversation. And it requires us to understand this, to know how we've gotten to the place we've gotten. We've traded freedom for security, and in doing so, we've allowed ourselves to throw away the birthright that our grandfathers and great-grandfathers died for. This, my friends, is why we have the world we're currently living in. This is why you as a man are replaceable, because you allowed yourself to be so. Now, I'm not going to turn this on it. Oh, it's a man's fault, because it's not all men's fault, and it's not all women's fault. Now, do women tend to take less accountability than do men, by and large? Yes, that is true. We as men, though, we have to understand this and operate differently. Even if you understand everything that I've mentioned thus far, it doesn't make a difference if you're not willing to accept the reality you're living in, and you're not going to operate in a way that's going to lead you to win, and you're not just actively trying to not lose. Getting married with a prenup is trying to not lose. Getting in a long-term relationship with a woman and hoping she doesn't pull one over on you or cheat on you, that is not planning for success. That is trying to not lose. A lot of men are afraid to win in this life, and you might think that's false, but I'm going to tell it to you in a different way. Men are afraid to take the leap of faith and stand out and be different. Men are afraid to start a movement. They're more than happy to join one. They're too afraid to start one. They don't want to be the guy that stands out because they don't want to be the nail sticking out of the wall to risk the hammer. They don't want to be the guy that stand out in a crowd and risk being singled out, because that takes courage. That takes gumption. That takes using your cojones and not just your emotions to feel good. Your life is not about feeling good. Life is about conquering the people who are fallen, the people who are malleable. Oh, I know that doesn't sound good, but that's the reality. How do you think kings are made? Napoleon Bonaparte himself said he found the crown of France in the gutter and he put it on his head. Why are so many of us so afraid to go out there and make our own empire? Why? Because it takes risk. It takes sacrifice. So many of us want it all now for nothing, and it's not going to happen. Now, there are those of us who are actively trying to build something. We're moving in a direction, making sacrifices, making strategic alliances. We are moving and bobbing and weaving in such a way that we will win, but it takes time. But a lot of us We just want what we thought we were promised by the fantasy makers of our time, be it the News Corporation, be it Disney, be it AT&T, whatever it is. These are all people who make billions off of bullshitting us. Make billions off of selling us a dream that we know we cannot obtain if we took the suppository. Shout out to Joker from Better Bachelor. The suppository of the red pill. We know the realities. We see it for what it is, and we do not accept it. We do not accept their fantasy. We accept the reality that we live in. We operate differently. We pick and choose. We pick the diamonds from the rough. We pick the valuable from the trash. And we allow ourselves to become the men that our fathers maybe thought were too edgy. Our mothers thought were the bad boys who she was attracted to before she met your father. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know you don't like to hear it, but I'm going to say it because I found out for myself that it was true. Oh, yeah. My friends, I really hope you can sense in my voice, I'm not making this shit up. I'm not trying to sit here to bullshit you and talk out of a textbook. There is no textbook! Not for me. I had to make my own textbook, Biblical Bachelor. It's on Amazon. That's my textbook. And it's always evolving, always improving. I'm going to make a second edition at some point as I grow and as a man and as my philosophy changes, which I doubt it will very much. If anything, it'll just expand. My friends, I really hope that my passion doesn't sound like anger. I'm not angry right now. I'm just passionate about understanding the ways of the world and hoping that other men can learn from my mistakes and that they can learn from the mistakes of other people in this space on this channel and that they don't have to know. They don't have to feel alone. A lot of people want to say that you're dusty, you're ashy, you're going to die alone. We come into this world the same way that we leave it, with nothing. We can't, as far as I know, we can't take anything in the next life. So when we talk about how politics and pussy lead men to ruin and to destroy them, a lot of men's lives are and self-esteems and worlds are destroyed by women, mainly because we let them. We want to believe the lies we've been told, that women are sugar spice, everything nice. They never even think about doing these things to us. This is factually incorrect. And if anybody disagrees with me, if you have a girlfriend, please stop paying for dinners. Stop paying for dates. Stop paying for outings. Stop paying for the stuff that she once paid for. And suddenly the so-called love she has for you will suddenly run out. That's not love. That is being a leech. She's no different than a tick on the back of a junkyard dog. I'm not calling you a junkyard dog. It's just a metaphor. It's just a metaphor. Don't, relax. I'm not actually insulting you. I mean, hey, if the boot fits, then wear it, I suppose. But my friends, let's just cut to the chase. These are the two biggest downfalls of men. Power and pussy in plain English. I know this doesn't sound good. It's not politically correct. I don't care. I'm sick and tired of going on YouTube. I'm sick and tired of going on my news feed. I'm sick and tired of going on there and have people give me the sugary version. I don't like sugar cereal. It tastes like crap. I like good, hearty bacon and eggs. I like things that are real. I don't like this fake synthetic bullshit. And one of the guys on this channel, who's a loyal fan of the show, he told me, hey man, stop sugarcoating this for people. I'll tell you guys something before I head out, because I got to get to bed. It's late here. I don't ever plan to be monetized on this channel. You know why? At least not in the traditional sense. Not through YouTube ad revenue. You know why? Because I say things for how they are. I don't just tell you to buy my course and feed you bullshit. I don't just sit here on this show and tell you that you're great and you deserve everything and that women are the problem. Are women a problem? Yes. But are they the problem? No. Because you as a man could still win, but a lot of us, we want to have our cake and eat it too. Just like they do. We need to hold ourselves to a higher standard, or we gotta shut the fuck up, in my opinion. My friends, I think I've said everything I want to say tonight on this issue. I will continue. I might even do a part two to this. But you take care of yourselves. Let me know if you have anything you want to add, anything you want me to expand upon, please do. I'd love to hear it. Take care of yourselves. Think for yourself. I'm out of here. Peace.